Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back on the all-local episode of Metal Shop, proud to present a band called Inquinoc playing this Wednesday, May 16th, with Satyricon, Goat Whore, and Void Throne. It's Inquinoc. We've got Tormentor and Krellion, two members of the band that are super badass. Welcome to Metal Shop, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
It's an
honor to have you guys back. These guys are a pedigree of metal musicians in the Northwest. So many bands, Drawn and Quartered, and Shaded Enmity here with Tormentor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Krellion played in a band called Somne, too. So they've got
the chops, man.
They got some heavyweight titles under their belt, and now they're here with Inquinoc, man. Thank you guys so much for coming up. Representing another style of metal. We're trying to touch all the bases tonight. It's not easy, but we're trying. So thank you guys for coming in.
No, you guys do a great job. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So you guys are playing this Wednesday with Satyricon. You guys pretty pumped to play with some black metal legends?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yes.
Big time. Dream come true.
So, I mean, obviously you guys have been working hard for a long time. How do you guys get on these shows? We're trying to give information out to other bands that need help, not as if we're trying to take anything from you guys. But so what does it take to be able to jump on a big show like that? You guys, you've been working hard. People understand and know who you are. Do you have to go in there and beat somebody up? Like, how do you guys jump on a good show like this?
Is it the music, or is it networking, or is it a little bit of both?
It's probably, a little bit of both.
I would say it's definitely a lot of both, yeah.
Nice.
And there's a couple beat up props.
Ah, there you go.
You know, like, oh, our drummer can't play because his legs are broken. I'm just kidding.
One thing
have been working hard.
I wanted to mention is before we hosted Metal Shop, you guys actually had been in the studio with Steve and Kevin before.
Yes.
When did Inquinoc start? How long has Inquinoc been a project?
Technically since 2000, but 2001 is when we got our first lineup, and we started playing shows in 2003, so we've been around, you know, for quite a while now.
And you haven't gotten too tired of each other yet.
Well, it's a different lineup.
They just laugh.
When we get tired of each other, we just remove some of the members. Oh, now.
Well, exactly.
That's a smart way to make it happen. So we're trying to, like, illustrate some of these bands and put what we're calling the bat signal, the spotlight up for some of these bands that people might not be aware of or understand. Where are some of your influences coming from? Where are you guys trying to channel your artistic talents without putting too many labels on yourself? What would you illustrate yourself as if somebody was like, what's your band like?
Melodic, black metal, symphonic, very old school in a way, but more guitar orientated, I'd say, than just, you know, playing a bunch of chords with keyboards.
Right.
We're a bit different than a lot of symphonic bands that were big in the early 2000s in that sense. But yeah, heavily influenced by Satyricon too.
Yeah,
early
cool.
Satyricon, Emperor, you know, Dissection, some of my favorite bands that were big influences.
And then Tormentor's over here like, what do you mean guitar-based?
Playing drums.
I'm a drummer, dog!
Doing some drums.
Yeah.
You guys have been able to play with some pretty killer bands. What are some other big shows you've played over the years? I mean, starting in 2000.
Cannibal Corpse, played with them. Mayhem was a big one.
Yeah, that's cool.
Really appreciated playing that show.
1349. Marduk.
Yep.
Rod in Christ.
All right, so you guys touching all the
heavy hitters,
too,
man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Unfortunately, Talkie was canceled twice when we were supposed to play.
That was a wild scene there for a second.
They did.
We all know how that went. So we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit more about this show, and in particular, and your plans for the rest of the year and some of your guys' favorite local bands. But I want to jump into a song just so we can give people kind of a basic idea of what we're dealing with here and who we're talking to. This song we're about to play is called Death Roast, correct?
Yes.
This song in particular is up online, so we're going to play that one. But you have a bunch of new stuff on the way. Tell us what you guys are planning on for your new EP before we jump into this new song here.
It's just going to be about five songs, nice. Probably released maybe in a couple months or later this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been working hard on the mixing, and it's already been mostly recorded with drums and guitars and so, just mostly vocals left, actually.
Well yeah, because if you've already gotten far enough to hit the one song out for people, about how far are you guys, like 75%, 80%? You getting pretty close there?
Yeah, about 60, because there's still, I have to apply like mix.
The magic.
To the rest of the magic. Yeah.
The magic.
Just so, he gets to light his candles and incense. And,
and sit in the dark
room. Do a summoning.
Sit in the dark room and do a summoning real quick. Awesome. This double bass isn't quite where I want it.
We're going to debut this new song, and you guys going to be playing this on Wednesday?
Yes.
Actually.
Cool.
Right on. So you can catch it live with Satyricon on Wednesday. It's brand new music by Inquinoc. It's Death Throes here on Metal Shop, all local episode.
Metal Shop here on The Rock. You just heard Inquinoc, Death Throes, a new song that they're working on for their new EP going to be coming out. They're playing this Wednesday, May 16th, down at El Corazon with Satyricon, Goat Whore, and Void Throne. An awesome show that we highly recommend you be at. And we kind of want to dive into your brain piece a little bit more and kind of get some anecdotes about, you know, how did you get involved in this, man? Because everybody's got a different story, you know what I mean?
So, like, thinking back, you know, maybe just growing up or whatever, what... What was like the first time that you heard black metal? Maybe like the first CD you picked up, first time you heard it on the radio, first time you saw a music video, anything that like really drew your attention to black metal?
It was mainly Nightside Eclipse by Emperor. Really pulled me in. I remember listening to it late at night, and just the atmosphere around it really pulled me into the story.
Absolutely.
And just awesome atmosphere of it. And it kind of melded the symphonic music I liked and metal at once. So, yeah, it was a big influence in my early days.
This guy's a classic, man.
Definitely. I would say for me it was Dark Throne's Transylvanian Hunger.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Also a classic.
It just like, it totally changed everything for me. I was like, wow. Because I was trying to figure out how to drum, and I couldn't like figure it out.
And that's where you went?
Yeah. Wow. And that actually helped me a lot because my timing was so bad. I couldn't, I could play guitar, but I couldn't drum, and I couldn't I couldn't count right. It was really, really poor, and it took me a while, but that album really helped me. And the drumming, it's not fantastic, obviously, because it's not supposed to be, but it was such a great building block for me. And like, I like the songs, and I like how the production is on the album, because I just like Dark Throne, period. But that like totally changed. It was a game changer for me.
About how old were you at that point? If you even want to admit.
Like 14, 15.
14, 15, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
See, that CD, I didn't even know what the music was, but it was just so iconic. The album cover, the logos, just I knew it was something can be evil.
Everything.
And I checked it out just because it looked cool, and it kind of just was like the first black metal I ever heard. So,
It was just, it's so attractive.
Absolutely.
You just were drawn to it. It's awesome.
So iconic.
How did your life change after that? Were your parents, like your, you know, supervisors like, yo, this kid's got problems now. He's wearing all black and he didn't want to talk to anybody.
That was already the problem.
No course paint in high school, guys.
They were just like, oh, this guy's like, at least he's hitting things and it's in time.
And not people.
You're right. Oh, well.
Yeah. Then
sometimes things don't change.
Some things don't. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, well, hey, man, congratulations on the Satyricon show. Again, we're just going to keep hammering this into your head. Another band we're talking to tonight, Void Throne, opening up with you guys for Satyricon and Goat Horror, going to be an awesome show. I predict a Nuts to Butts El Corazon show for
it's
that
gonna
one.
It's going to be packed, man.
It's going to be awesome.
I agree. I would say so. I think this is Satyricon's last U.S. tour.
Wow.
If I'm correct, I don't even know that. I remember the first time they came here, and like, there's a lot of people there, but there was a very small crowd for them in the front, seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were there, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
I was super excited. So I was like, yes.
Are you calling? Last time. This is like a call to action, man.
Yeah,
you better be there.
Yeah.
It's this Wednesday, man.
And Frost is probably going to be drumming too, so you should probably go if you want to see real Satyricon.
So Inquinoc, the band we got in studio right now, Death Throes, the song you just heard. What can we expect for you guys for the rest of the year? You said you were still working on it. I know you guys are perfectionists because you play talented music that takes a little talent. You know what I mean? No offense to anybody else, obviously, but
probably the end of summer, or I mean, maybe earlier.
Okay.
But that's what I'm shooting for, and like to get on festivals maybe next year and such. Probably play a few shows around here. And,
cool, but have something in hand that you can, you know.
Yes.
Take some new material to the shows.
Exactly.
And we'll be having them up in the studio once we're able to debut, I think, all five or six songs, however many you guys are going to put on the EP.
Definitely.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, thank you again. We have phone calls every week. People are like, you don't play enough black metal. And we don't. So we're
filling the quota with two of them tonight.
We need your help, man. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks.
And again, if you're a fan of this band, you like what you hear, or you think you guys would get along, and even if you don't, we highly encourage people to reach out to each other, man. That's the point of what we're doing this episode for.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They won't bite your head off.
No.
Well, they might.
They might bite your toes off.
Yeah.
You might enjoy that.
Gentlemen, any last words from Inquinoc here for the Metal Shop crew before we jump into this last song here called King off of your last full-length Dimension of I?
Yeah, you can check us out at bandcamp.com. We have all of our albums up there. They're up for free, too, so anyone can download them.
That's helpful.
And the support is greatly appreciated throughout all these years. And look for our EP later this year.
That's awesome.
And go to the show.
Yes.
We'll see you there.
Go to the show, because we don't play live much. And when we do, it's fantastic. Everyone has a great time. I would say continue on with making great Northwest black metal.
Amen.
And if you're a true warrior, then you're a true black metaler. And that's what it's all about.
Tormentor, Crelly, and Inquinoc we got live in studio for our all-local episode. Going to hit you with King. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming in tonight, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
It's time to get evil.
Yes. Metal Shop here on The Rock.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.